In this segment, I interview my two cousins, Monica and Allison, as they tell me stories about family, friendship, and boyfriends. They tell us all about crossing boundaries in relationships.
When I hear the word boundary, I guess I think about borders and limits and things that you either don't feel comfortable with, or it's things that you set up for yourself that you either don't like to cross or you don't want other people to cross.
Monica tells us briefly about her childhood before getting into the memories.
I had a sister that I was really close with when I was very young. Then my younger sister was born a little bit after when I was about 6. And that kind of shook things up a little bit. But, we just played outside all the time. My mom spent a lot of time with us when we were little, so that was good. She didn't work, so she stayed home, and we always did stuff together during the day and spent a lot of time together.
This is a memory of what Monica had when she was younger and her sisters crossed boundaries with her.
When we were younger, she would love to just, when I was in, like, the bathroom, either getting ready or take a shower or whatever, just come in and be like, rah, and try to scare me and everything. And that always crossed a boundary with me. I didn't think that that was funny. I just would get really upset and mad, which is probably why she did it in the first place. But that was always kind of interesting. And
now Allison shares a little bit of her experiences.
I would say that when they ask me questions about how my feelings are, that I feel like they're crossing a boundary that they know that I don't like talking about feelings.
Now transferring over to friends, the girls talk about their friendships and then have stories about how they were put in difficult situations when their friends crossed boundaries with them.
I have like a very close group of girlfriends that I feel comfortable telling them something and they can feel comfortable telling me stuff. I think I've always had like a close group of friends.
Around late junior high, early high school, I really started to, I kind of changed my group of friends and I started getting closer with a group of about like 8 to 12 girls. And they're kind of like a second family in a way. We were close and we shared a lot of things together, feelings and everything.
Now on to their stories about their friends crossing boundaries.
Go ahead.
I was very close with a girl friend of mine in junior high school, and we hung out all the time, 24/7 together. We were extremely close. And then there was conflicts with us because we started hanging out with this group of guys that we became close friends with, and you know, one of the guys was wanting to have a relationship with me, but I was already in a relationship. So it caused this friction between us to the point where he didn't want anything to do with me then. So then she just kind of became their friends and kind of kicked me out of her friendship because they entered her friendship. And for me, that kind of crossed the friendship girls before dudes line. And then I just thought that that crossed a lot of crappy lines. I now have close friends that would never do that to me, ever.
And here's Monica's story.
One was when I was very young, like eight-ish, something like that. I had this one friend, this girl, who just, she kind of just like put me down a lot. Like, kind of all the time, pretty much. And she would make fun of me, blah, blah, blah. And she'd be like, oh, I'm just kidding, blah, and everything. But she wasn't kind of just kidding. And, you know, it makes you feel bad about yourself. You don't want to make feel bad about yourself. So I let her know, like, that's it. If you do it again, we're not going to be friends. Like, I'm letting you know this is what I'm setting up right now. And she was like, okay. And then she did it, though. She still kept doing it. And I said, okay, well, I said we're not going to be friends, and that was it. And I ended that friendship, and it was a really good thing for me to do because I went on to meet friends that were better for me.
Now, moving on to relationships, Allison talks about her first crush.
Well, my first, like, kid crush would be, you know, just the, like, cute kid in elementary school. But that, like, doesn't really count. But then when I got into junior high school in seventh grade, I met my crush, and we ended up going out for 5 years. And it was a pretty serious relationship, and we shared a lot of stuff together. I always felt pretty safe and secure and comfortable, and if there was anything that was, you know, not so comfortable, it was addressed, and the adjustments was made. It was pretty nice. And
now, Monica?
I still remember my first little crush. It was in, I don't think I was in elementary school yet. And it was our next door neighbor. So it was literally just a little crush on the boy next door. And, you know, I've had little crushes like that all throughout my life, most definitely. I'm always crushing on someone, pretty much. I guess most recently I had a big crush on somebody that I worked with, and it didn't really work out the way I wanted it to, but that's how it goes sometimes.
Monica talking about her most recent crush and how it really didn't work out that well.
Most recently, I regret not being more upfront with my feelings and saying, like, hey, I like you. not just as, like, a friend or anything like that, but I really do like you, and I like to go out or whatever, because then the time kind of passed. The window, I think, that I had kind of passed with him, and now he's, you know, going out with somebody else. So it kind of, you know, you regret things.
Now, lastly, the girls talk about how they cross boundaries with other people, whether it was family, friends, or in relationships.
With friends, I've probably crossed a boundary, probably with saying something that I know would hurt their feelings, kind of like a tough love thing, I guess. Yeah. You know, saying something to kind of wake them up and realize, you know, you got to make a change. So I think that crosses a boundary because I know how they are, but I do it anyway because it's how I am.
And now Monica talks about how when she crossed boundaries with her mother.
I am very opinionated, though. So sometimes I think my opinions, yeah, you're making a face, I know. My opinions sometimes can get on people's nerves, and I understand that, and I realize it. She gets frustrated with me, and I know that she does, and we talk about it. It's not like we ignore it. She gets very upset with me. She says I'm entering her pain body.
The girls talk about how to avoid boundaries and make better relationships for the future.
I would just think communication, being open, being clear about what your boundaries are, and maybe even being a little bit more relaxed, at least for me, would help a lot.
Open to changing things, to compromise with people.
Yeah.
I would say.
Compromise is key.
Compromise.
And to not be scared of new experiences and changes.
Change. Change is big.